Commentator Frank DeFord says there's new evidence that the achievement gap between scholars and athletes may be getting even worse.
We've pretty much come to accept what a sham big-time intercollegiate athletics are within the American academic framework. Now, a comprehensive new study shows a rather shocking companion truth that athletics actually work to adversely affect the smaller colleges even more than they do the large Division I universities. What has happened, it seems, is that a whole athletic culture has grown up in American colleges, peopled by students who have little to do with the campus surrounding them. And of course, these young players are being awarded acceptances over much more deserving students. The results of this study made it 30 colleges and universities, as diverse as Michigan, Bryn Mawr, Notre Dame, Tufts, and Penn State, has been analyzed in a new book, The Game of Life, which has been written by James L. Schulman and William G. Bowen of the Mellon Foundation. Bowen is also a former president of Princeton. Their book is no anti-athletic screed either. It's written dispassionately, but the conclusions are truly depressing and significant. Indeed, I would suggest that The Game of Life is the most important sports book written in years, at least since Andrew Jennings' Lord of the Rings, which gave the lie to the Olympic movement. What the study shows most emphatically is that a privileged samurai society has grown up throughout American education. For example, for all the talk about minorities and legacies being awarded special consideration for college acceptance, the fact is that young athletic high school graduates are more than twice as likely to be granted affirmative admissions action than are deserving African American students or alumni children. Indeed, colleges really aren't any more racially diverse. No, they just have more black basketball and football players. It's not either that athletes are accepted with lower grades. The gap between the academic performance of players and other students is growing at virtually every type of school, big or little, private or public. Moreover, athletes do not even perform up to their limited academic potential. Athletes tend to cluster together, insulated from other students and the college experience. Even as alumni, they donate less to old alma mater than students who were not athletes. It almost seems that as young boys come to specialize more and more in one sport, they put blinders on to the rest of the world around them that should fascinate and engage them as they grow to full manhood. We are nurturing, it seems, a race of athletic eunuchs. Schulman and Bowen also confirmed the greater irony in all this. Sports cost colleges large sums of money, and they do not, despite all the myths, encourage donations from sports-crazed alumni. There is, in fact, no evidence whatsoever that alumni donations rise with victory. Even more revealing, the vast numbers of alumni are firmly opposed to more spending on sports at their college. But of course, as every school discovers that ever tries to cut back on sports, the emotional college athletic lobby is more powerful than the NRA, even as it grows more obvious all the time that athletics is insidiously harming all types of our colleges. And it's getting worse. The Game of Life also shows that women college athletes are now mimicking their male alter egos with lower grades, lower performance, and self-segregation from the mainstream. Sometimes it seems equality is something you decline down to attain.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.